Ash falls upon the floor and calls forth demons, each particle calling more. As the woman clutches the child she adores, she pulls him close and whispers, "I love you more." As the dust hunter rolls onto the scene, her infernal gun humming its roar. The god below became once more, as Caitlin fired shot after shot into the crowd. Her gun kicked back and is ever so loud. Demons burn as the gun fires. She exposes a town of liars, safe they said they were, unaware like petty curs. She moves in with a cocky swagger, forcing demons back and watching them stagger. The shanty town was quickly built, for who knows how much a settlement would last the mayor's guilt. The dead, you see, they piled and piled. A nomadic life was safer than for the child. Under the shifting sands, the now reappears with claw-like hands. As the wrinkled snout draws in, its sharpened teeth are razor thin. The snout protrudes out its face, a strange bile leaks from this disgrace. It wears a mass of rags made of flesh, knowing the decaying skin does not mesh. Its terrifying desert demon-like form is surreal as it drags under its next meal. Its charcoal-black skin, its blood-red eyes leave little in the way of surprise. Metallic claws with an emeraldic hue, it will mock the world with its generous spew. Deft and quick, Miss Scari Nocturna's steps were fierce. The Grimoza's hide she did then pierce, as she thrust Salvarius into its head. The creature was not quite dead. Thick masses of blubbery skin filled her with dread. As the gelatinous demon threw down a claw, it reached for her skin to leave her bloody and raw. Grimoza made deals, but not with Haskern. Part angel, their souls were spurned. Nocturna turned and pirouetted, leaving the demon's chest unprotected. But its hide was thick and stank of pus. Miskari shouted and began to curse. "Won't you die, foul creature? My sword in your face is your greatest feature." She rammed Silvarius again, this time in its head, dodging tentacles left and right, and the creature was dead. And so the Grimoza, twitching as it died, clapped its hands together as its nerves allied. World tree floats in the abyss. Gravity, time, indeed light, did not exist. As the unbound plot and plot to play with life and snuff out the blots. Azure Vane sits, recalling his older name Sundari, as he called out to Miskari, who sit in midlight's luminous grass, purple fields that shone with an illuminated flash. She drew back on Silvarius's edge as she ran down and up the ledge. She climbed the tallest cliffs and sealed an interdimensional rift, slaying the Grimoza, killing it as it applauds her.